Thunder Bay, Black Balloon Day is a call to end addiction. Adult and teen challenge was set up on Thursday at Super Thrift, where members of the public could blow up a black balloon and write the name of a loved one lost to overdose. It's a great way to honor our loved ones that we've lost due to drug overdose, but it's also a great way to bring up discussion about how we help people who are still struggling in addiction, how we help families, and hoping to end this overdose crisis, said Katie Methot, community support worker at Adult and Teen Challenge. We're giving people a chance to honor their loved ones by writing their name on a black balloon, and we're also giving away cookies, coffee and information about our programming and how Adult and Teen Challenge can help people who are struggling in addiction. Methot has had lived experience with drug use and has survived overdoses due to opioid use. Overdose is something that's happening every day and people are still struggling. They need help out of that life, and so at Adult and Teen Challenge we're committed to walk alongside individuals and family members who are struggling with addiction. We want to help so that their names aren't on those balloons. For myself, I was in addiction for over 20 years and I'm so thankful that Adult and Teen Challenge was here to help me out of that addiction, and now I get the opportunity to share that hope with others that there is a new life and there is hope and there is a way out of that life. At Adult and Teen Challenge we're here to help, Methot said. Life-controlling issues can affect a whole person, including mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Adult and Teen Challenge groups are designed to address each of these areas, providing healing and restoration to the whole person, not just treating the symptoms. Adult and Teen Challenge has in-resident programs for men and women, as well as outpatient programs for individuals and family members who are struggling with life-controlling problems. Our community office is a great first point of contact. That's for myself and my colleague Stephen. You can come here anytime and we can help you look at either our program or a different program like detox, housing, help with ID. We can pretty much help with any sort of agency that you're looking to get connected with. It's really a great first point of contact, she said. We want people to know that as an organization we are willing to walk alongside them in any capacity for as long as they'll let us, Methot said. For more information, visit Adult and Teen Challenge's website or community office at 107 Johnson Avenue.